Episode 1. The Introduction. A Still Small Voice. What would you do if, like some folks in the Bible, you heard God speak to you? Would you tell anyone? Does God only speak to those who believe that He speaks? Moses did not know God, yet God revealed Himself and gave Moses a task that radically changed his vocation and lifestyle. Consider that God most often spoke to people to tell them to do something that they were not naturally motivated to do. Would you permit your life to be changed as a consequence of obedience? One day, at the pinnacle of my career, I had to make that decision. In March 1997, I was a surface sonarman chief petty officer in the United States Navy with nearly 17 years of service. I'd loved the path my career had taken, and I'd been able to accomplish things that very few of my peers had attained. With the proper amount of military discipline, I was motivated to give my best. I put on the uniform of a chief petty officer as an early candidate, 4 years before I would normally be eligible in my time of service. My job was to plan anti-submarine training for the battle group that our unit was assigned to. In the summer of 1996, I had the honor to stand the tactical watch officer job for the undersea warfare commander in the USS Theodore Roosevelt battle group during their final pre-deployment warfare exercises. My job was to make tactical decisions for things regarding anti-submarine warfare. This job was seldom given to an enlisted man when there were qualified officers available on the staff. The events themselves would make a good military adventure book. I performed well enough that a Navy Commendation Medal was being hurried through processing so that I could receive it before my quickly approaching transfer to my last shore duty before retirement. My prospects for promotion to E-8 looked very good. Then, God spoke, and everything changed. One of the most difficult things to explain to anyone who has never had it happen to them is, how do you know God is speaking to you? Is it an audible voice you hear with your ears? Is it something you feel? Is it something that overwhelms your thoughts? If it is just an idea that comes to you, how do you know it is not just your own imagination? Once I was asked, how do you know there is a God? Have you ever seen Him? I could not let the opportunity get away to show the living God has a tangible presence, and I've experienced it, though I had never seen Him with my eyes. My reply surprised him and turned his mocking in a curious and odd wonder. I responded to his question, have you ever seen him, with a strong, though figurative, yes. You recognize voices of the people you know, and especially those whom you love. The more you spend time with someone, the more easily you recognize their voice, even when there are many other noises and voices distracting your hearing. When I first met Leslie Young, who is now my wife, I was just beginning to get used to her voice with her southern Mississippi accent when I met her sister Susie. It was very difficult at first to recognize which young lady I had on the phone. I had to be very careful not to be too sweet to the person I was talking to until I was sure I knew I was speaking to Leslie. During a youth camp where I was recently counseling, one of the campers asked their cabin leader, "How do you know there is a God?" She also asked, "How do you know when God is talking to you?" The leader brought Shaylee to me, thinking I might have some ideas. This teenager happened to have two identical twin brothers, who to everyone else are very difficult to tell apart except for a few freckles. I asked Shaylee, "When PJ or Marcus walk up behind you and start speaking, can you tell which one it is without looking?" She replied with a definite yes. I explained her that she could recognize their voices only because she knew them extremely well. God's voice is like that. I hear Him in my thoughts, I sense the prompting of the Spirit upon my heart, and I recognize that the thought is not generated from my own personality. If the thought is from God, it is biblically sound. Sometimes God may speak to me to give me a task. A task that God gives, however, will not necessarily fit into someone else's biblical formula. When God told Philip to go travel the road that leads to Gaza from Jerusalem, He did not tell him why. There was not a clear biblical context for him to measure the authenticity of the word. In fact, obeying the command would force him to shirk his deacon responsibilities. Had Philip told someone, "I think God is calling me to travel the road to Gaza," they might have told Philip that God would not tell him to do something that would cause him to neglect his duty. Philip must have been aware that on its face, God's command would seem to be contrary to the practice of a mature Christian. In hindsight, we know that Philip did receive a word from the Lord. He was given an opportunity to share the gospel with an Ethiopian eunuch. Philip's miraculous transport to a different place just after the eunuch's baptism authenticated the event as one that was ordained by God. You can read about that in Acts chapter 8. Look at the vision given to Peter while he was praying. God showed Peter a bunch of animals that were unlawful for him to eat based on the biblical dietary code. And then he told him, "Rise, Peter, kill, and eat." Peter had no doubt that God spoke to him, yet he was confused because of his limited understanding. Peter refused, justifying his refusal on the basis of Scripture. He said to the Lord in good faith, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything uncommon or unclean." The Lord responded to Peter, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." Suddenly, and of course, in a timely manner, he had an invitation to go take the gospel to a Gentile. The Holy Spirit then gave Peter understanding about the application of the vision and the words spoken by the Lord. As Peter obeyed, he saw God confirm his word through a miraculous work. The Gentiles were filled with the Holy Spirit. In my experience, when God speaks, he glorifies himself and furthers his kingdom. This book has true stories about times that I have received a word spoken directly by the Lord. In nearly each case, I struggled with the cost of obedience. In each case, you will probably share my natural fears. Consider how you would react if the Lord gave you the same word. What would be at risk? What would you have to die to? What would your family say? What are the potential consequences of obedience? What are the physical and spiritual consequences of disobedience? Most people will understand my wife's fears and knee-jerk reactions. Leslie, in most cases, did not get the benefit of sensing the power and presence of the Lord when she heard our new tasking. Yet the potential negative consequences of my actions would have their greatest impact on Leslie and our children. Her faithfulness to yield to God's work, with the benefit of only hearsay evidence that it was God's will, may very well be why God has blessed us so much. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have believed." I need to lay the groundwork for my readiness to hear from the Lord in the first part of this book, like learning about the development of the faith and failings of the Apostle Peter. You will see how God mercifully allowed me to be used for his purposes in spite of my doubts. You will read about times when my thoughts and my words and my actions were inspired by the Holy Spirit. You will also see how I stumbled woefully. Yet, in each situation, God showed himself strong as well as merciful. So get ready for some demonstrations of God's obvious divine intervention. You will be encouraged by his miracles.